live from Las Vegas, Nevada at the KSHP studios.
This is the Michelle Mortensen Show with your host, Michelle Mortensen,
the fresh and fearless voice of talk radio,
taking on the liberal media,
the political hacks, and so much more.
It's time to nix the narrative and get to the truth
the way only Michelle can.
Now, here's your host, the fresh, fiery, and factual voice of politics and news,
eight-time Emmy winner, Michelle Mortensen.
Good Friday morning, or actually good Friday afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Michelle Mortensen Show. My gosh, 2021 has been out of control. In fact, it's really not something we want to just blame on 2021. My gosh, the last year and a half, maybe the last 4 years, have been absolutely and utterly insane, which brings me to what I really want to talk about at the top of the show here, which is how the heck did we get here? How the heck did we get to a place where we are so divisive, where we are canceling anything and everyone, where we are literally going after each other, where nothing is off limits, where we believe in censorship, where we believe people don't have the right to speak? How did we get right here? How did we get to be a place where we've got cities burning to the ground while reporters say it's a mostly peaceful protest? How did we reach a point where QAnon members were raiding the Capitol on the day that they were counting the electoral votes? How did this happen? Well, lucky for you, I actually have the answer as to how this happened. It happened after years and years and years of breeding dissent. It's happened after years and years and years of calling for violence. It's happened after years of denying election results. It's happened for years of the way that Republicans and Democrats have behaved. Oh yes, you've heard me right. There is not just one side to blame here. It's not just because of Democrats. It's not just because of Republicans. It's because of all of you. And here's the proof. First, we've had politicians calling for violence for a long, long time. Listen to soon-to-be Majority Leader Chuck Schumer just a few short years ago.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
Ooh, you will pay the price. You will face the whirlwind if you go through with these decisions, naming Supreme Court justices by name. Quick question. Did that sound like a threat to you? Or because Chuck Schumer's a Democrat, was that just hyperbole? I don't know. I keep getting confused here with the lack of consistency. Look at what Congresswoman Presley had to say during the riots in 2020.
To be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives. And unfortunately, there's plenty to go around.
So there should be unrest in the streets because there is unrest in our lives and there's plenty of unrest to go around. Okay, so the unrest back then was okay because she said it was okay. Oh, because it was Black Lives Matter, it was okay. Oh, see, back then we hated the police, but now flash forward to January 2021 and all Democrats are hemming and hawing about is how we needed more police, more National Guardsmen. Can I tell you why there weren't more National Guardsmen on the scene on January 6th? Because Mayor Bowser didn't want it. She didn't like the way it looked. She didn't want to see National Guardsmen with guns in their hands. No, because remember, she was part of the problem saying that police and law enforcement and the military were an issue. In fact, those were the same Democrats who had a fit when the National Guard was sent to federal courthouse buildings in Chicago, in Seattle and in Washington, in Seattle, Washington and Portland, Oregon. Yes, they had a fit about it, saying that their presence actually increased more of the violence. Wow. Wow. Well, let's hear from America's sweetheart, AOC, shall we?
We need to occupy every airport. We need to occupy every border. We need to occupy every ICE office.
Oh, we need to occupy everything. Okay, every ICE office, every we're supposed to occupy? You mean we're supposed to go in there unannounced, unwelcomed. We're just supposed to go in and occupy and take over to make sure our voices are heard. Interesting. Interesting. In fact, there has just been a slew of violent rhetoric from politicians for at least 4 years now. Don't believe me? Let's roll the tape.
You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about.
Would I like to debate this gentleman? And I said, no. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
You got to be ready to take a punch. You got to be ready to throw a punch.
You get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome.
Everyone should take note of that on both levels. That this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
Get up in the face of some Congress people.
With this kind of inspiration, I will go and take Trump out tonight.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
It does you any good running away from Donald Trump. I think you need to go back and punch him in the face.
So you just heard politician after politician, whether it's Hillary Clinton saying, you can't be civil with these people, you need to fight back. Whether it's Nancy Pelosi, little 80-year-old Nancy Pelosi saying, you know, you need to learn to give a punch and take a punch. Huh, interesting. Doesn't seem like anyone had that rhetoric on January 6th. No, there's just been mass outrage. Why has there been mass outrage? Because what happened on January 6th was very, very wrong. Lying to people and having them believe that the election could be overturned on January 6th was very, very wrong. But the fact that you're surprised that people got angry, the fact that you're surprised that people got mad, the fact that you're surprised that people are sitting there saying, no, I'm going to use my voice, how can you be shocked at that when you look at what's happened over the last 4 years? You know what? We have had for the last 4 years people claiming that elections aren't authentic. Check out this tweet. Oh, yeah. It says our election was hijacked. There's no question. Congress has a duty to protect our democracy. Follow the facts. Guess what? That wasn't from Donald Trump. That was from Nancy Pelosi. What? See, the Democrats have been sowing the seeds of doubt in the electoral process for months. They've been screaming impeachment for months. They've been screaming Russia for months. They've been screaming up the top of their lungs for months. Injustice, fight back. We've been hearing it for months on end. And now they act like they're just shocked that conservatives would fight back. Mind you, what conservatives did, January 6th, repugnant, awful, should have never happened. Should have never happened. You should have never been lied to. But why are we acting like it's just so freaking shocking that we arrived right here? Because we've been denying the truth for a long time. We've been denying science. That's right. The left says it's okay to believe that there are not two genders, that there are many genders, and that you can choose your gender, even though science blatantly denies that. Oh, but those conservatives, they don't want to take wearing a mask seriously. They're science deniers. Interesting, interesting. See, the name calling and the rhetoric has been going on for a long, long time. And we have just reached a boiling point. And I'm frustrated and I'm angry that we're here where we are right now because, my friends, we're being canceled one by one, whether you did anything wrong or not. Whether you did anything wrong or not. Let's take Twitter, for example. Can I show you some of the hate that we've seen on Twitter? Oh, arrest Trump. Not enough. Kill Trump. If you type in kill Trump in Twitter right now, you will see it is trending and it has several tweets. Let's see some more. I hope all the Trumpers out there all die of COVID. God, that was so kind and friendly. I love it. Did you know that Hang Mike Pence was trending on Twitter for days and days? There were more than 14,000 tweets about it. God, isn't that all awfully violent? It sure is. Yet if you talk to freaking Jack Dorsey at freaking Twitter, what does he have to say? Oh, we're going to be silencing all of it. We're going to silence not just real Donald Trump. We're going for all the conservatives. We need to silence it. Well, I didn't see anybody silencing Representative Eric Swalwell, freaking brain trust that he is, when he decided to liken Donald Trump to freaking Osama bin Laden. He said Osama bin Laden didn't really come here on American soil when he came and attacked us. And Donald Trump's words are responsible, just like Osama bin Laden. This is disgusting. Disgusting. They want to silence you. They want to cancel you for whatever you've said, whatever you've done, whatever you believe in, even if it's fairly freaking benign. Like the calls for the expulsion of the little kid who became a congressman, Morgan Cawthorn in North Carolina. That's right. We have Democrats right now who've sent a letter to Nancy Pelosi saying that basically they want him to be expelled from the Congress because they say that his tweets and things that he had talked about in the past incited violence. Let me show you a quick video of one of the things that they say incited violence that Representative Cawthorn allegedly said. Watch this.
And so everybody, I'm telling you, I'm encouraging you. Please get on the phone, call your congressman, and feel free, you can lightly threaten them. And say, you know what? If you don't start supporting election integrity, I'm coming after you. Madison Cawthorn's coming after you. Everybody's coming after you.
You can threaten them lightly. Say that we're coming after you. Well, what does that mean? Was that hyperbole? Does that mean that we're coming after you in the elections and we're going to try to run better candidates? What did that mean? How did that incite violence? How did a kid in a wheelchair incite violence? Seriously, he is a child. I don't know if he should be in Congress. He says a lot of great things. I don't know if children should be there, though. But at the end of the day, why are we trying to expunge him? Is it because he's a rising star? Why haven't we ever tried to expunge Maxine Waters for all the vile and vitriol that she has spewed? God, that's never come up once. Check this out. Over at Harvard, Harvard students are passing along a petition right now to revoke Trump graduates of their freaking diplomas. That's right. They don't think Dan Crenshaw or Ted Cruz or Kayleigh McEnany should be allowed to have the degrees that they earned because they're Trump supporters. First off, Dan Crenshaw has been one of the biggest Republicans for saying everything that happened on January 6th was wrong. He was not in support of any of it. And he's the one who kept saying, hey, you've been lied to. So why are you going after Crenshaw? Huh? Doesn't make 1 ounce of sense. They just want to cancel anyone who is associated with the right because they don't want you to be able to speak. They don't want your ideas to be put out there. But because a bunch of idiots on January 6th took it to the extreme, guess what? Now all of us have the right to be silenced. It happens that quickly in authoritarian, fascist government systems. And while we are a democratic republic, my friends, we've got businesses and companies like Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and others acting in a fascist and totalitarian way. Listen, they're even going after celebrities who've done nothing wrong at all. Get this. Daily Beast was going after Matthew McConaughey, saying he has been flirting with the alt-right. Look at that. It'd be a lot cooler if Matthew McConaughey wasn't flirting with alt-right darlings. How has he flirted with alt-right darlings? Well, according to the Daily Beast, you know, he has gone on freaking Joe Rogan to promote his memoir, Green Lights. Because Joe Rogan is definitely alt-right. The guy who supported freaking Bernie Sanders. You're right. You're right. He's so alt-right, that Bernie Sanders supporter. What the fudge? What are we doing? McConaughey has been very outspoken about his Christian faith and has also been the subject of left-wing ire, referring to Trump as our president shortly after he took office. They don't like that. So now you're telling me we can just go after anyone just because, well, you don't like us. Let me tell you, Republicans bear some of the blame for all that happened on January 6th. But Democrats carry a ton of the blame for what's happened the last 4 years. And they all of a sudden have freaking denial that it ever existed, that it ever occurred. No. They weren't sitting there saying, wow, Minneapolis is burning, peaceful protests. No, they were exactly the ones saying that. People are wondering why people won't take the vaccine. Huh, I don't know. Was it because Cuomo and Biden and Kamala Harris, they all said they weren't going to take a vaccine that was made under the Trump administration? Oh, and now because Joe Biden's gotten it twice, we should just all fall in line? Like, now we can believe him? Now we can listen to him? Now he's freaking reputable? It's time to take some responsibility for how we got here. Yes, the extreme language is out of control. Remember back in 2016 when I believe it was Donald Trump who said something like, oh, I could go out into Times Square and tell them to kill people and they would do it. See, comments like that were wrong then and they're wrong now. Hyperbole, this extreme language, it's wrong. It's wrong whether you're on the right. It's wrong whether you're on the left. The problem is people only call it out when it's on the right. No one ever calls it out when it's on the left. Not Twitter, not Facebook, not anyone. It's really easy to attack people on the right, but you cannot dare attack anyone on the left. They bear part of the blame. I showed you the videos of everyone from Hillary Clinton to Chuck Schumer to Joe Biden to Maxine Waters, all of them spewing the hate. And my God, now we're at a place where only Bryan Cranston is a voice of reason. Check this out.
Well, now some big name actors are raising their voices to oppose this new reign of terror. This is actor Bryan Cranston.
So there you go. It's absolutely and utterly insane. We have entered a place we never should have been in the first place because we have not learned how to listen to one another, how to value one another, how to be able to accept when someone does not agree with your personal belief systems. And it's getting worse, and they're coming after you more and more. This is a very scary place that we live in. So where do we go from here? How do we change things? How do we make it better? First, we got to stop censoring people, even the people you hate. If you've watched me for any period of time, you know I can't stand Alex Jones. You know I can't stand people like that. But you know what? I would fight for them to be able to say their stupidity. Why? Because I'm not about canceling. I'm not about censoring. I'm about the truth. If you're going to spew lies, I'm going to come at you with the truth. And that is the way it always should be. But silencing, censoring, trying to just push people out into the darkness like they don't exist anymore is wrong. Getting mad when National Guard members are trying to protect federal courthouses during the BLM riots is wrong. And then showing faux outrage during what happened January 6th. You got to be consistent, and no one's consistent anymore. So how do we get out of this? How do we become better? We become consistent. And for those of you who believe like I do and have a conservative belief system, let me tell you, the bar is much higher for you. You have to be more consistent than anyone, because the second you're not, they're going to come after you. The second you're not, they're going to come after you. If we're going to put this to bed, we truly have to be the best. We truly have to be better. And there is so much more of the show to come. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And I want to let you know, one of the things that's coming up is AOC has a plan to rein in the media. Plus Joe Biden unveiling a $2 trillion plan for COVID stimulus. Lots going on here. Plus the stock market. Why is it tanking today with the release of the stimulus plan? Yet through the much of January, it was just gangbusters. We're going to go over that as well. So stay with us. Much more to come.
Peyton, what are we doing here?
Brad, welcome to Peytonville.
What's this for?
Song inspiration. I started in my garage, but Nationwide protects so much, I had to expand. Nationwide helps protect everything you see in here, Brad. Every family, every business, every dream. See, Mrs. Hoffman, Nationwide protects her home and car, but also her dream of retiring to become a yoga instructor.
Oh, they have backstories.
Of course they do. Here, I got more to show you. Keep up now. We'll hustle.
LadylikeClothing.com is a Las Vegas locally owned women's boutique created to cater to women who want to look their best without compromising comfort and quality. LadylikeClothing.com focuses on contemporary, well-designed looks with classic feminine styling. Ladylike Clothing wants to help you build a wardrobe you'll love with beautiful, functional pieces that are never overdone and always ladylike. Shop online today at ladylikeclothing.com.
We give game day a whole new meaning.
Oh, here we go again with AOC going down the only road she knows, which is the road of pure crazy. So AOC loves to do these like long Instagram lives. And she did one on Tuesday in which she said, we need to rein in the media and maybe create a commission, a ministry of truth to get rid of all the misinformation. What? A ministry of truth? A commission to control the media? Now, let me tell you, I hate misinformation. I hate fake news. I hate things that aren't true. But who is it to determine what is fake and what is real? I mean, we can all be very, very clear that whether you're on Facebook, whether you're on Instagram, whatever, there have been stories that have been silenced that were 100% true, but they said that they weren't verified or real. I mean, Hunter Biden just kind of comes to mind. How about that one? So who is supposed to be the one telling the truth? Let me tell you, if we want to start silencing media, I'm going to sign up Don Lemon for the first one to be silenced, because look at what he had to say this week.
If you are on that side, you need to think about the side you're on. I am never on the side of the Klan. I am never principled people, conservative or liberal, never on the Klan side. Principled people, conservative or liberal, never on the Nazi side.
Okay. So Don Lemon is literally making a comparison here that anyone who supported Donald Trump is a part of the Klan or on the Nazi side. That is not just inappropriate. It's disgusting, and it's got to stop. These left-wing commentators who are on 24-hour news channels pretending to be news cannot sit there and lump every single conservative, every single Republican with the Klan and with Nazis, because we're not. See, good people denounce Nazis. Good people denounce the Klan. Good people have nothing to do with that. I am a Republican who has Jewish blood running through her veins. I'll be damned if I ever support a Nazi. We have got to quit this vitriol. And the vitriol has been coming from Democrat politicians, Republican politicians, and members of the media. And it's got to stop. So if we're going to rein in the media, that's what we have to stop. The freaking commentary. If you want to watch talk radio, if you want to listen to commentator shows, have at it. But it has no place on news programming, because that's not news. We are indoctrinating people, that people who are on the right are filled with hate and unfair and racist, and it is completely and utterly wrong. And it has to stop if we want the world to be better. There's no way we're ever going to link arms and start singing Kumbaya. There's no way that Joe Biden's going to bring unity just because Joe Biden's there and he's not as, I don't know, there's just nothing there. He doesn't really say much. He's kind of boring. That is not going to bring unity when it is the members of the media and Democrat politicians who are constantly rallying people up. AOC saying she needs to rein in the media is inappropriate. Plus, she uses hyperbole all the time. In that same Instagram live, she said half the members of the House almost died. That's not true. That's fake news. Look at this tweet AOC put out during the riots. She put out a tweet during the riots that showed that, you know what, if you're going to be there, you better take off the stuff off your phone, because we don't want your cell phone to be turned on so anybody else can see it. Disable all the data, you know, bring all the, cover up your identifying tattoos so no one can identify you. How is that not as equally inappropriate? How is that not enabling people who want to riot? How is it when people are literally breaking into stores like Louis Vuitton and Chanel in New York, in Chicago, in LA, saying, I have the right to do this for freaking reparations, and we put it on TV and we watch it live and no one condemns it? How is that okay? You know, when you've got the lefty liberals watching commentary like I'm giving right now, do you know what they say? That's whataboutism. That's whataboutism. That's whataboutism. Yeah, do you know why it's whataboutism? Because when you have year after year after year after year after year of the same thing happening over and over and over again, you have to point out to, what about that? What about that? Because we're here today because of all of that. Listen. The one thing I wish we had not done as Republicans was propagate the lie that January 6th was some magical day where something amazing was going to happen. I hate that we led people to believe, not we, I never did it, but certain conservatives led people to believe that Mike Pence had some magic power that he could overturn an election. Can you just think for 1 minute? Can you think for 1 minute? Back to 2016. If then Vice President Pence said, I'm going to overturn the Electoral College and I'm going to make sure that Hillary Clinton won, how pissed off would you be? Why do you want to believe that a vice president had that type of power? He never did. And the fact that you were lied to is sad and wrong. And I'm so sorry that you were lied to. But politicians have been lying to people for years. We've shown you the lies. We've illustrated the lies. We've shown you the video where they're saying it straight from their mouths. So why are you acting like right now this is so shocking? Like I never saw this before. It is absolute and utter lunacy. We have entered an era that truly, truly, truly should frighten you. Many of you by now have seen the reports of the Silicon Valley School over in the San Jose area, Maraholtz Elementary, where third graders were told to list their identifying qualities so they could rank their privilege. Where children were taught that a doctor assigns your gender at birth, but that you can actually assign your own gender if you want to. See, the more we become okay with lies and saying their truth because it's what one people group wants to hear, we're in a lot of trouble. The left and the right, they're both immensely guilty. The left and the right and the behavior of the past few years is exactly why where we are right now. The denial of actual science, it's exactly why we are where we are right now. The denial of truth. There's only one thing that will set you free, and it's the truth. You can believe a lie. A lie can make you feel all warm and toasty and cozy at night. But a lie does not make any of it true. The election was never going to be overturned on January 6th. And no, you cannot assign your gender because it's the gender that you want. You can behave as another gender. You can ask to be called another gender. You can ask to be called they, thee, whatever. But science says there's only two. And science determines it. It's about the truth. The truth will set you free. The truth will keep you informed. And the truth is the only way we see ourselves out of this hot mess that we are in called 2021. Now, I said we were going to talk a little bit about Biden's $2 trillion plan. It's true. He has a $2 trillion plan. Part of that plan, postponing all evictions. Part of that plan, making sure that you get your $2,000 stimulus checks. And do you know who already has a problem with it? God, it's the one we were just talking about a few minutes ago. AOC, she's got a big problem with it. You want to know why? Because it doesn't do enough for her. See, this is the problem. We could give $2 trillion and bail out governments all over in New York and California, and it will still never be enough. For true socialists like AOC, it will never be enough because everyone's always got their hand out for more. We will sit here and fight till we're blue in the face over 2020 in 2021 as to how much stimulus checks you're going to get instead of just freaking reopening the economy. We would rather argue about a one-time check and what that dollar amount is rather than opening up the economy so you can have a job and make as much money as you want. We would rather argue about the inane than actually focusing on solutions. This is America today. And the only way we're going to stop it is by demanding the truth, speaking the truth, and coming up with real solutions. Quite honestly, if you're a politician who tweets or goes on Instagram more than you do with bills that you write that actually get passed that change things, we need to get rid of you. Because it's not just about a clever tweet. It's not just about a clever soundbite anymore. We need things to get done. And if you can't get the job done, then see your way out. But you know what? Y'all need to wake up too and make sure you quit voting for the same fools. Because far too often, we just vote for the same idiot over and over and over again. And it's really starting to hurt. Do you know that according to the jobs report in December, more than 156,000 jobs were lost, and every single one of those jobs was lost to a woman? Oh yeah, this COVID lockdown thing. It's just gangbusters. Where is freaking AOC's outrage for that? Oh no, she didn't have any. She just wants more unemployment benefits. All right, we're talking a lot about money right now. We're going to talk a little bit more about money. We're going to talk about the stock market. Have you noticed it's all over the place? Today, it's a down day after Biden talks about that stimulus package. But earlier in the month, with riots happening at the Capitol, my gosh, we're seeing record-setting levels. Why is that? We are going to talk to an expert about this right after this quick commercial break. Money, money.
How many times has this happened to you? You're driving with your purse, your laptop bag, your grocery bag, or your backpack in the seat next to you, and it's on the floor after you stop or hit a quick turn. Well, we experienced this issue too, and we created a solution. Introducing Bagmodo, an easy-to-install, one-step process that fits seamlessly under any standard headrest and stores securely under the headrest. Bagmodo becomes a natural extension of your vehicle and helps stop your stuff from falling on the floor. Now you can secure your items systematically and effortlessly, keeping you from being a distracted driver, which, let's face it, is a huge problem these days. Bagmodo is the ultimate driver-centric product that doesn't distract drivers and helps keep everyone in the vehicle safe. For more information, go to bagmodo.com. That's bagmodo.com. Bagmodo, the easy-to-install, one-step process to stop your stuff.
When you're up for it, you know where to find us.
You know, when I picked that song to enter our little money talk today, I couldn't remember. Was that Young Puff Daddy or Young P. Diddy? I get so confused with all the name changes. I don't remember what Diddy or Daddy that was. Still, it was a cool song back in the day that I dug a whole heck of a lot and hope you did too. All right, let's talk a little bit about the stock market because it is all over the place and it's always such a reactionary thing. I wanted to learn a little bit more about it. Hope you did too. So we've invited Dan Ferris to join us today. He is the editor of Extreme Value and a part of Stansberry Research. And Dan, I appreciate you being here with me on the show today. Thanks so much for joining us.
You bet, Michelle.
You bet, Michelle.
Well, Dan, I have a quick question for you right off the top. I'm looking at the stock market. The Dow was down 133 points, NASDAQ down 99 points, S&P down 23. A lot of people say this deep dive we're seeing right now is because of Biden's stimulus package. I do know that the markets are always very, very reactionary, but why is it we're seeing such a sharp downturn today?
Well, I wouldn't say that these are sharp.
And it is only one day.
Looking for is something like minus 15 or minus 20%, you know, something really huge over a period of weeks or months. And this could be the beginning of that, certainly. But the market could possibly be getting tired of seeing us, you know, print and give away trillions of dollars at a time. So, yeah, it could be related. This could be the beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. It absolutely could be the beginning of it. I've been being curious because I know the market is so reactionary. And, you know, if there's bad news to be reported, it will just do a little dive. If there's good news to report it, it goes up. It's very reactionary. Yet every time we have decided to print more money and just create these stimulus packages like it's monopoly money, the market always responds very well to that. And that's been truly confusing to me. If President-elect Biden says, hey, I'm going to tax all these people over $400K, the market responds well to it, even though that means so many small small business owners are going to be truly hurt and less people are going to be working. In fact, the high numbers we've seen reaching, you know, the 30,000 level mark on the Dow throughout 2020 just blows my mind. Why is it happening?
Well, let's just try to understand this. You know, I agree, but a lot of people are confused when they see that, for example, maybe the Federal Reserve is going to print up a bunch of money and go into the bond market, let's say, and suppress interest rates and try to stimulate the economy. That's different than the government running these now trillion-dollar operating deficits to try to stimulate and to try to it's less of a stimulative measure, and it's more of a humanitarian thing to try to put $600 or $1,200 in someone's pocket. And that's the way it should be looked at. You shouldn't look for it to be very stimulative, because there is absolutely, positively no substitute for real economic activity. I was listening before I came on, and you're right. There's no substitute for reopening the economy. That's what needs to be done. Now, if you're confused about the market's reaction to this stuff, one thing is that quantitative easing, the constant printing by the Federal Reserve and then buying securities to support the bond market and the stock market sort of indirectly, very indirectly, that is a deflationary thing. It won't create inflation. All they're doing is exchanging a dollar of bank reserves for a dollar of treasuries. So they're taking income out of the system, putting bank reserves in. And if they weren't doing that, if the conditions weren't necessary for them to do that, people would be wanting to borrow money. The economy would be healthier. But the very fact that they're doing that shows you it's the kind of economy where you can have all the bank reserves you want, but if people aren't lending and spending, you're not going to get any kind of inflationary response from that.
It was interesting to me as well that the day after the Georgia elections, when it became fairly apparent that the Democrats were going to be taking over, the markets also had an exceptional day. And this was with the knowledge that U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders was now going to be the chair of the budget committee over in the Senate. So many times Wall Street has said, hey, Bernie Sanders is not what we want. He's for canceling Wall Street. He's for Occupy Wall Street. He's for the antithesis of what we believe in. Yet they respond so well to him. It's backward to me.
It is backward to a lot of people. I agree. Look, in my business and similar businesses, brokers and advisors of all kinds, every 4 years and sometimes every 2 years, you know, in the other elections, they get these calls and I get emails and things from listeners and readers. And they all say the same thing. If Joe Biden or whoever you like, or whoever you don't like, if Joe Biden or Donald Trump or whoever you don't like gets elected, they're going to sell everything. Should I sell everything? And it's never the right thing to do. The truth of the matter is, who's in the White House and to a great extent, who's in Congress, it just doesn't matter that much over the long term. Now, I will be the first one to say that, yes, politicians can do serious damage to the economy. I mean, look where we are in the lockdowns, right? You and I didn't do that. Politicians did it, right? So they can do serious damage. Mostly, though, they don't do nearly as much damage as many investors think. It's a bit of a mistake to make portfolio decisions directly based on political news.
Okay. I've always wanted to ask you this question when I knew you were going to be able to be on the show, because I think it's something that those of us who do not play with the stock market very often, we don't know, and you just kind of regurgitate talking points that you hear on the news. But people often say that it's the president before you who is responsible for the economy and how the economy is doing during a president's tenure. So therefore, Obama's economy was because he inherited it from Bush, and Trump's economy was because he inherited it from Obama. I tend to see that people are already saying if the economy continues to do fairly well under an Biden administration, you know, they'll say, oh, it was all Trump's responsibility. This kind of always pandering that it was the president before you who got us where we are. Is there any truth to that? And if it's not true, how do we kind of counter that lie? Because I'm all about the truth here and I'm tired of talking points.
The truth, I believe, this is an opinion, of course, but the truth I believe is that our system is so much more robust than folks who worry about politics a lot give it credit for. You know, Trump can do a few things, and then the narrative is, well, we've got a tax cut, so that's why the market's going up. And then, you know, Obama or Biden or somebody who's, you know, on the other side of the aisle can do something and say, well, they did something great, and that's why the market's going up. But the real truth, of course, is that's all narrative. That is all produced by people whose job it is to talk about it. The real truth is our system has proved more robust than whoever is in the White House and whoever is in Congress. I think that's the real answer.
That's very, very true. And a lot of people are wondering, what should we see in the market? Since you follow the markets very closely and you follow the futures, we've got what could be a very interesting inauguration coming up next week with this $2 trillion plan, the attempt to try to tax people even more with the Biden administration. What is going on with that? Especially, too, as we also see governors like Governor Cuomo saying, oops, these lockdowns, they were a bad idea. Oops, are bad. We need to open up. Lori Lightfoot saying the same thing. It's kind of ridiculous and funny that they've said, oh, we were okay with tanking the economy while Trump was president, but now that things are changing, let's just open right up. So what is the future for the economy? Because I don't see anything, even if we opened up today, there is still just a huge hit. People can't even hire back everybody that they've furloughed at this point.
Yes, certainly it appears that the effects on especially like the hospitality industry and like mom and pop retailers, those effects appear to be more lasting than anybody would have anticipated. And frankly, no one can tell you. I don't think anybody can tell you what those industries are going to look like, say, 12 or 24 months out. This is very much of a wait and see thing. And personally, I am not buying or, you know, writing about hotels or restaurant stocks or airlines or any of this stuff. There's no need to, really. There's no need to try to anticipate, to try to make a good play in this stuff. There are plenty of other businesses that are attractive in the meantime. So my answer to a real investor would be prepare, don't predict. You know, if you've got a good, truly diversified portfolio, you don't need to run around figuring out what things are going to look like in 12 or 24 months. Aside from the fact that it's impossible to do that, you know.
Exactly. Now, I know that you are the editor of Extreme Value, and you were just talking about you speak with a lot of investors. You're actually known for picking great stocks and helping people increase their value, hence why I think it's called Extreme Value. Tell a little bit, for those who may not follow you or know much about you, tell them a little bit about Extreme Value and what it is that you're able to offer investors, whether they're, you know, newbies or, you know, pros who do this all day long.
Well, what we do is very simple. We look around in the stock market, mostly at what we think are the better businesses, the ones that generate consistent cash profits, they're in good financial condition, you know, they have good balance sheets, they generate consistent margins, they treat their shareholders well, that kind of thing. And we try to keep track of those, and whenever one of them is attractively priced versus what, you know, we compare the what appears to be baked into the expectations by the market, and then we make our own assessment about our expectations. And if the market's expectation is too pessimistic, then and ours is more optimistic, then we've got a really good investment on our hands. And you know, this year or in the past year, I should say, the big drawdown in March made it a really easy job, right? So we could recommend things like Constellation Brands, the alcoholic beverage company, and even Starbucks and Waste Management, the waste hauling company, just all these really good, solid kind of businesses that aren't going away. They make plenty of money. You know, it was sort of shooting fish in a barrel for a couple of months there. It's not like that anymore, but it was for a couple of months there.
Sure was. Well, Dan, thank you so much for joining us here today. Really enjoyed the conversation and hope to have you back sometime soon. Tell everyone where they can follow you and find you.
Best place to find me is at investorhour.com. That's the Stansberry Investor Hour podcast, or you can go to stansberryresearch.com.
All right, very good. All right, thanks, Dan. Appreciate you so much. Have a great day.
Okay, Michelle. Thank you.
All right. Also want to get to some news today. We are expecting here very soon a lot of unclassification of several documents involving Obamagate. And of course, the Russia scandal and everything there. Those documents are going to be unveiled a little bit later today. A lot of people looking for that because, of course, there's been so many questions about the Steele dossier and others. We will keep you posted on that when all of that information is released. But first, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And You aren't going to want to miss what we're doing in the next block. We're going to get you up to speed on all the huge news of the day when it comes to pop culture. I'm talking Bruce Willis, Kanye, and a new alleged affair that is crazy. A Danish cartoon that's just going to have you scratching your head, a virtual insanity. And of course, America's sweetheart, Betty White. So don't go anywhere. We've got the media buzz and Freak of the Week coming up.
And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift.
Hi, this is Michelle Mortensen. And if you know me, you know I support our veterans. And that's why I want to tell you about my good friends at Therapy Blocks LLC, our newest sponsor of the show. Therapy Blocks LLC is veteran-owned and operated, and many of their therapists are veterans themselves or active National Guard members. Therapy Blocks LLC is a pediatric physical, occupational, and speech therapy rehab outpatient clinic that also offers home visits and telehealth services for special needs children up to age 18. Therapy Blocks LLC follows all CDC guidelines to ensure the health and wellness of their clients and their families. They're located in the Southern Hills Hospital Medical Building on Sunset Road. Give our friends at Therapy Blocks LLC a call today at 702-419-8120. That number again, 702-419-8120. And tell them you learn about Therapy Blocks LLC right here on The Michelle Mortensen Show.
The Nevada Wheelchair Foundation is a nonprofit organization based in Las Vegas, determined to meet the needs of any and every person who wants mobility and independence. Any child, teen, or adult who needs a wheelchair but can't afford one can get one today from the Nevada Wheelchair Foundation. The Nevada Wheelchair Foundation is meeting the needs for those who need it most. And right now, the Nevada Wheelchair Foundation needs your help. With the holidays here, they want to bless everyone they can with wheelchairs for a better life. Partner with them today to make mobility dreams come true. Donate now at wheelchairfoundation.org or call 702-848-6250. That's 702-848-6250. With almost 10,000 wheelchairs delivered across the state, the Wheelchair Foundation delivers hope, mobility, and independence.
You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes,
there's nothing I love more than videos from the 1960s where you get to see people like, you know, Mick Jagger rocking out. I don't think he could probably dance like that today. Anyone got any opinions on that? I don't know. But I just love those old-timey videos. You know what else I love? I love the media buzz.
Hey, what's the buzz?
Oh, the world is a buzz right now with Bruce Willis. Yeah, he said, yippee-ki-yay, mask lovers. You thought I was going to say something else, didn't you? Sure you did. Yeah, Bruce Willis has been coming under fire all week long because he went into a Rite Aid pharmacy and he kind of refused to wear his mask. There you see, he's in the picture. He's got all the Rite Aid, you know, cards in the back, and he took a ton of heat for it. People were so mad that he dare violate, you know, the mask mandate that the mayor of L.A. has put in. And since then, the 65-year-old diehard actor has said, you know what, it was an error in judgment, shouldn't have done it, be safe out there. Quite honestly, though, at the end of the day, why should anyone care? Why do we have to be such mask holes all the time? Wear a mask, don't wear a mask. It's technically not a law. It's a mandate. Now, I think it's, you know, I think in order to make people feel comfortable, go ahead and wear that mask. But at the end of the day, why go and attack a guy just because he's Bruce Willis and he went into a Rite Aid without one? Can I tell you how many times people walked into a Rite Aid and been like, oh, dang, forgot my mask. Go out to the car and get it. Why do we have to put people on blast? See, it's that cancel culture coming back at you, because cancel culture absolutely sucks. All right, Betty White. Doesn't everyone love Betty White? Well, we're going to have to love Betty White a whole heck of a lot more this weekend. Do you want to know why? Because that darling, that American darling, is turning 99 years old on Sunday. Wow. I absolutely love that. I think she's the only Golden Girl still alive. Is Rue McClanahan alive? I don't know. I bet Rue McClanahan lovers will tell me, of course he's alive. But that is just amazing. If you want to know how the 99-year-old is going to be spending her birthday, it's not with big parties or anything like that. She says she's going to feed the two little ducks that she goes and sees every single day. How cute and precious is that. All right, now to a story that unfortunately is just not so precious. I wonder if you've heard of a particular TikToker. His name is Cole Carrigan. Let's show Cole's picture. There he is. Cole's fancy. He's got good eye makeup, wearing his little Louis Vuitton button down. Fancy little dude, isn't he? Yes, he is. Well, he's a fancy little liar because this TikTok star had the audacity to say that he had an affair with, get this, Kanye West. Check this out. He said he had an affair with Kanye West. He's 22 years old and he made up the lie and he posted it all over TikTok. Now, you may be wondering why he would lie like this. Well, Kim and Kanye slapped him with a lawsuit, giving him a cease and desist, and Cole then let us know exactly why he did what he did, why he lied, why he made up that story about Kim and Kanye. Here's what he had to say. It's pretty awesome. In order for me to stay out of court and not get sued, I have to issue an apology to Mr. West and Kim Kardashian West. So, hi, Kim, if you're watching this. Child, please. I'm so sorry. I honestly did this for the simple fact that your husband voted for Trump, and we simply can't have that clownery in America. Oh, so because someone voted for Trump, you can lie about them having an extramarital affair? That's okay? That's okay? Chuckles gets even worse. He goes on to say, second of all, I hope this doesn't ruin the chances of me getting on the KKWPR list because I've been dying for those contour sticks, girl. Are you kidding me right now? You accused her husband of having an affair with you, and then you go, but dude, let me get your contour sticks because they freaking awesome. Child, please, you are crazy. And I can't even stand it. And you know what? He was originally going to be one of my freaks of the week. But I changed my mind, actually, when I learned about a little cartoon that's been created in Denmark. Take a look at the opening of this new cartoon. You're going to have some questions afterward. So that's the opening for a show called John Dillerman. It's geared towards children. And you may have been wondering, like, what was that red and white string that was, you know, making John Dillerman flip burgers on the barbecue and fly? Well, that's his penis. Because John Dillerman, the child cartoon star, is the man with the world's longest penis. And he has to overcome hardships and challenges with his record-breaking genitals. This is a kid's cartoon in freaking Denmark? The show depicts a man who is impulsive and not always in control with his super long dong. He makes mistakes like kids do. But crucially, Dillerman always makes it right. He takes responsibilities for his action. When a woman in the show tells him he should keep his penis in his pants, he listens. He's accountable. Oh, yeah. That's the role model that I want for my children. A man with a long dong who keeps it in his pants when he's asked to. Because that's the right thing to do. My friend, you are a super freak.
Super freak, super freak.
Oh, yeah. A super, super freak. Do you want to know who else is a freak? And I'm probably going to make some people very angry about this. But It's Jacob Chansley. Most of you know him as that horned guy who was at the Capitol riot. He is quite the diva. Quite the diva. Because see, while he was in court and while he's in jail over in Phoenix, he went on a hunger strike because, get this, the food wasn't organic. His mommy had to come and explain that he gets very sick if he doesn't eat organic food. She went on to say that it takes a lot of courage to be a patriot and to stand up for what you believe in. And you know what's even more sad is that they agreed to give him the organic food. This is also a man right now who says that he wants to have all of the people who were involved in the riot to be pardoned by President Trump. Oh, yeah. He seriously said that's what he wants. It is absolutely crazy. In a press release, Mr. Chansley said he's an American who has served honorably in the U.S. military, has zero criminal history, is a lover of nature, routinely practices meditation, active yoga, and eats only organic food. So we should probably hail him a hero. I'm not going to hail him a hero at all. I'm going to hail him.
What a freak show.
Yep, that's exactly what I'm going to hail him. Also, the last freak show news, this has been really big over the last couple of days. Have you heard of Armie Hammer? I honestly had never heard of him before, well, today. But evidently, he's a voiceover actor in a lot of Disney movies. He was in the movie The Social Network. And it's just been released in documents on social media where some of his DMs have been exposed that the dude's a freaking cannibal. He talks about how he wants to bite people, drink their blood, hold their beating hearts in his hand, and chow on down. He was in the movie Cars 3, by the way. Cars 3. And if you're wondering where he got the freak show name, Armie Hammer, it's because he is part of the Arm & Hammer fortune. Good googly. You know, that was a three-way tie here with these three freak shows, but I think we're gonna give it to the Armie Hammer on this one because that's just insane. Now, I will preface this. He is in the midst of a very bitter divorce where there are children involved and he's trying to gain custody. This could have come out because of nasty divorces. Let's hope. I don't know if you wanna hope that is the case or hope that isn't the case because that is just freak show-ish and totally, totally wrong. But my friends, this is the world we live in today. And if we want things to change, I tell you what, there's only one option, fight for the truth and be better. And that is going to be the mantra of the Michelle Mortensen Show from here on out. Tell the truth, be better. Because somebody has to start demanding it. Speaking of the Michelle Mortensen Show, you can catch us here every Monday and Friday at 12 noon, and I hope that you will. Plus, every Monday through Thursday around 6:30 p.m., you can catch our nightly newscast, What You Need to Know Right Now. It's news in about 5 minutes or less, none of the crap, and a little bit of fun the way you want it. You can share it, be informed, and you don't have to watch the news anymore, where really, it's just gotten completely and utterly out of control. And on that note, we're going to call this show Dunzos. Thank you to Spencer, who makes this show possible. Couldn't happen without him. Thank you to you for tuning in. And be sure to join us on Monday for another Bang Up Michelle Mortensen Show. Until then, have a very great day. I will see you next time.